I will never forget the feeling as we pushed away from the gate. I stared out the window past Ashley. Outside was a different world, the one we were saying goodbye to. Or more appropriately, we were saying good riddance. Dirty snow piles lined the taxiways. The tarmac pavement glistened wetly from the light being given off by the taxi lights. A low overcast smeared the early hints of dawn. Flashing aircraft position lights obscured my night vision, making it impossible to see much beyond the wingtips. Everything about the scene outside my window screamed cold, dark depression. So I turned my attention back to the cabin interior. We were moving. Therefore, we were on our way. I exhaled slowly, closed my eyes, and absolutely relished the feeling. Airplane, take me away. Leaving on a vacation seems like a rather odd place to start. I suppose I could dive right in by explaining silo unloaders and the art of chipping frozen feed. I could talk about lethargic and uncooperative dairy cows, the abysmal state of the American agriculture industry, and the plight of the small-time farmer. I could start with any or all of that, and you would be bored to death. Rather, the story and what we are going to accomplish here is more of a journey. To understand it, let's take a step back. Or let's take several steps back. I am a small-time farmer, and I have no problem admitting as much. I've been married to my wife for nearly 10 years, and we have never gotten into a fight. Call bullshit on that all you want, but as this story unfolds, you will see how much truth there is in that statement. Together, my wife Ashley and I run a small dairy farm in south central Wisconsin, flyover country. I am the fourth generation in my family to do so. We milk 50 registered Brown Swiss dairy cows, which is down from a herd size of 70. Some of the cows are sweethearts, and some are absolute bitches. During the spring, summer, and autumn months, the cows are grazed on rotational grass pastures, which I believe is the absolute best way to raise dairy cows. In the winter, like right now, the girls are confined because who on earth in their right mind wants to be outside in south central Wisconsin in the god-awful month of January or February or even now in the beginning part of March? I do not, and I can't imagine that the cows do either. In the past 5 years, I have buried both of my parents who passed well before their time. In 2017, the agriculture economy took a revolting turn south. It has yet to recover. Currently, U.S. farmer suicide rates are equal to or greater than that of military veteran suicide rates, depending on how you crunch the numbers. But either way, it's not anything anybody wants to be proud of. In 2018, a record number of Wisconsin dairy farms were liquidated. After four generations, our farm nearly was too, and that's no joke. I actually expected to have a dispersal sale on our farm in November of 2018. Only a quick and fortuitous land sale allowed us to remain solvent. Currently, 20% of farmers are delinquent on their real estate loans. That's one out of every five. One out of every five farmers is currently behind on their real estate loan. The only humorous side to these statistics is to sit back and recognize that there isn't a soul in power who truly recognizes what the problem is. Go ahead. If you've read headlines or heard on the news, go ahead. You know, wring your hands, waste brain power by discussing trade and tariffs, and continue to miss the point. At least, that's all the narrative. More truthfully, what is happening in American agriculture is precisely what has already happened in the manufacturing and medical industries. The writing is on the wall. You just have to sit back and look at what has already occurred to know exactly the direction in which the stereotypical American farm is headed, ours included. I would venture to say that most people don't care, which is exactly why this journey begins with an airplane ride. And you know, why should people care? Why should you care? Why should you care, Tony? I'm looking at you in the sound studio through the glass with your great head of hair. You're clearly not a farmer, but why should anybody care what happens to American agriculture? From the standpoint of the consumer, Any trip to the supermarket reveals that we as Americans enjoy greater variety and greater abundance in food choices than ever before. We can get fresh tropical fruit here in flyover country, USA, in the dead of winter. Practically every town with a population of more than 10,000 has at least one venue that carries fresh, raw fish sushi. And that's true. 10,000 is kind of the cutoff. Anything more than 10,000 and you get a sushi restaurant, no matter where you are. We can get groceries delivered right to our doorstep. We can get beautifully packaged meals delivered to our doorstep without ever actually having to speak to or interact with another human being. It's pretty amazing. The availability, variety, and sheer abundance of food beg the question, why should anybody care about what is happening to American farms? Just two generations ago, which really isn't that long ago, my grandfather would regularly go to bed hungry, and as a little boy, he would sneak out of the house at night to go steal eggs from the chicken coop. Literally, my grandpa would go suck an egg. Since no one has to do that anymore, everything that has happened since my grandpa's nighttime thievery must be considered progress. It just must be. Clearly, we must be on the right track. I lean back, enjoy the view, and relish. Airplane, take me away. For now, that is all I have to say about that. The aircraft reached its cruising altitude and the seatbelt light chimed off. Is there any sound more ubiquitous to travel than the chime of an aircraft seatbelt light? I reached over in my seat and squeezed Ashley's hand. She squeezed back. We had sprung for first-class tickets, and immediately they were proven to be worth every penny. Any of you out there that's ever traveled first class or had the opportunity to do so, it's worth every penny. Out my window, the early hints of dawn were lighting the horizon. We were now above the clouds. The pre-flight mimosas put me in a very, very happy place, and I drifted asleep without a care in the world for easily the first time in years. Okay, it's time for you all to wake up as we wrap up our introduction, for any of you who are likewise dozing. There's definitely more to come, but in the meantime, check us out on Facebook for sort of a more visual approach to what we're doing. Wegmiller Dairy Farm always has updates on what is happening on the farm. That's Wegmiller Dairy Farm on Facebook. Be sure to follow us there. You can also visit farmforthought.org, and you really have to be careful when you enunciate O-R-G. If you say O-R-G too quickly, sounds like we're having the wrong kind of party, but check us out on farmforthought.org. You can see the farm stay, the dairy on Airbnb. And as always, stay tuned here for never-ending supply of BS, which in this case, of course, stands for Brown Swiss. I am Dan Wegmiller. This is Farm for Thought.